An indoor amateur sports complex and a small hotel would replace Bojangles Arena and Ovens Auditorium under a private developer's plan the city of Charlotte is considering. It's the only proposal from a developer the city received after allocating $25 million in its capital improvement plan to redevelop the underused arena and the declining area around it. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now to take a look at the proposal. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Kevin.
Let's start with the concept of an amateur sports complex. How did the city hit on this idea?
The city's tourism arm and its economic development arm love amateur sports. A study from a couple of years ago shows amateur sports bring about $250 million to the region each year. And I talked to Charlotte Economic Development Manager Brad Richardson about the proposal.
We've got really good professional sports teams, but we've also have a good track record of drawing amateur sports. They fill hotels and restaurants, and they bring new people to see Charlotte when they're traveling with their children. And don't forget, we got local families that travel every weekend in the summertime to other cities and spend their dollars there.
So they'd like to draw those families here. And Charlotte's tourism arm, the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority, says they have the ability to do that. Their CEO, Tom Murray, says demand is actually growing.
We've booked 20 different kinds of sports since 07. And everything from softball to darts to disc golf and ultimate frisbee and then more traditional sports.
But Murray says we don't have enough space for a lot of indoor events. He says with more, they could draw everything from cheerleading tournaments to wrestling, basketball, or even the Bowling World Congress, which might not sound that exciting, but it's a six-month event that drew 40,000 people when private bowling alleys hosted it in 2007.
And they think this proposal to convert Bojangles Arena and the surrounding area would give them the ability to draw those events?
Right. The arena lost about $200,000 last year, so that's how underused it is, and the surrounding area has stagnated in terms of economic development. So sports tournaments with families coming to visit could turn it around, or that's the thought. So as you noted at the beginning of this, the city's already committed up to $25 million for some kind of amateur sports complex.
All right, but they only received one bid.
Right, yeah. Brad Richardson from the city says that for this specialized of a job, they didn't expect many bids, and so far they're happy with this one.
So what is it? Who's the company?
The developer is a company called Good Sports, which has been around for less than a year, but it's actually a subsidiary of a pretty well-established company called Focus Hotels in Florida. And the company's business model, unsurprisingly, revolves around the hotel. They build one next to the amateur sports complex, along with retail space. The city gets tournaments, and the people involved in the tournament stay at the hotel. So that's the profit model. The company says it wants to build 25 of these villages across the country. And here in Charlotte, it would be a 100,000-square-foot field house with a floor of 8 high school basketball courts that could be converted to other uses, a 150-room hotel, and then retail spaces for sporting goods companies, gyms, restaurants, and so on. It's projecting the total cost at $72 million, and the city would kick in $18 million under the current proposal.
So you say this company's been around for less than a year. Are they experienced enough for the city to trust?
I think that's a really good question, and it's going to be the one to watch going forward. Like I said, the company is a spinoff of a larger, well-established hotel developer in Florida. The CEO's name is Gerald Good, so, you know, Good Sports, get it? He refused an interview, but we do know some things about him. He's obviously had this idea in the works for a couple of years, even though this is technically a new company, and he has two of these villages already underway, one in Wichita, Kansas, and another in a town near Dayton, Ohio, that just got approved last week.
Okay, so when do we expect the city council to vote on this?
The Economic Development Committee will probably meet about it in January, so that'll be the first vote on it.
WFAE's Ben Bradford. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Thank you.